The new Expropriation Bill 2020 was gazetted earlier this month. It will now be looked at by Parliament. And then at the same time, the process to amend Section 25 of the Constitution is also happening. The Expropriation Bill allows for the state to expropriate land without compensation under certain circumstances. And if where there's a dispute, the country's courts will be there to intervene. To discuss the matter further, I'm joined on the line by Bulelwa Mabasa. She's the head of land reform and restitution, and tenure at Worksmen's Attorneys. Thank you so much for joining us, Bulelwa. So expropriation of land without compensation can only happen in the public interest, and the acquisition of any land should only happen on a reasonable basis. What does this mean? And isn't the word reasonable usually quite problematic, given that different people have a different interpretation of it?
Thank you for having me. I think it's important to clarify an issue which could be involved legally, but is in fact a very valid issue.
Yes.
The issue is that the expropriation of land in the public interest is different from an expropriation of land in the for a public purpose. A public purpose is an expropriation that deals with something like a building of a school, a hospital, and so forth.
Right.
But when you talk about land reform in the public interest, Section 25 makes it clear that land reform is one such an instance. So when we talk about expropriation without compensation here, we're talking about expropriation without compensation for land reform purposes. So the state is obliged to expropriate land in order to achieve the objectives of land reform that are already stipulated in the Constitution.
Hmm.
So basically, I think it's also important to stipulate two separate processes. The process that is dealt with by Parliament at the moment, that seeks to amend Section 25 of the Constitution to make it explicit that there are certain circumstances that can make no compensation possible.
Yes.
Now, that instance is dealt with purely by Parliament. The public hearings are about to kickstart again after COVID-19. And what that process seeks to do is to amend the Constitution so that it makes it explicit under what circumstances that can be done. Now,
so,
what you're talking about, which is expropriation bill, is something separate that is dealt with by cabinet. So cabinet has tabled the legislation that stipulates under what circumstances expropriation could happen.
Yes.
So the fundamental difference between those two is that firstly, we have a bit of a conundrum in the sense that the Constitution as a supreme law of the country,
yes,
should ideally and rightly be the first process that will then determine what happens in an expropriation bill.
Exactly.
But what we have here is that we have parallel processes, one by Parliament and another by a cabinet, that are disjointed. And disjointed in the sense that it is the Constitution that should give guidance to what the contents of the expropriation bill should look like.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I wanted to ask Bulelwa, in what circumstances could the government expropriate land without compensation?
Yes. You ask an important question. With the reading of the Constitution as we have it right now, the Constitution allows for expropriation of land to happen at less than market value. However, my view and the view of the land reform, presidential land reform panel, which I formed part of,
yes,
was that it does not make provision for zero compensation. In other words, the Constitution is compensation-based. And the reason that it is compensation-based is because the whole notion of expropriation is borrowed from different jurisdictions across the world. So expropriation is not a new concept in South Africa.
Mm.
It is a concept that is used in many different countries in order to allow the state to take land for a public purpose or in the public interest without, however, inherent within expropriation is a requirement to compensate people. So we have a conundrum that the current Constitution, although it allows the state to expropriate land at less than market value, it doesn't allow the state to expropriate land with no compensation.
Yeah. Let me interject there. Yes. Bulelwa, because just looking at elements of the bill, this new bill, it also seems to be quite similar in that the starting point is that the state must offer something in terms of monetary value. Am I correct or not?
You are absolutely correct. So the general rule is that expropriation is tied up with compensation. However, there are certain circumstances, like when you take land for land reform purposes, that might actually amount to no compensation.
Mm.
And the bill goes into quite a detail in giving us examples of when that could be. And this includes abandoned buildings. This includes where land is over-indebted land, where the landowner cannot be traced, for example. So what this bill does, it kind of gives a list, if you like, I would like to call it a guidance list of what would constitute circumstances that would enable expropriation to happen without compensation.
Yeah.
But it's also important to note that expropriation without compensation should and will be dealt with on a case-to-case basis. So in other words, that the list that is given in the current bill is not going to become a closed list that the cabinet minister is responsible for expropriation, such as the Minister of Public Works, will have to delve deeper into the detail and the facts that are presented before her in order to determine whether or not in a set of facts or circumstances, no compensation would be appropriate.
Mm. We're running out of time, so I quickly want to touch on the area of dispute. If indeed the state wants to expropriate land and they're in negotiations with the landowner, the final arbiter are our courts at the end of the day.
Absolutely. So what this bill does, which previous bills didn't do, is that it introduces a mediation aspect where the landowner and the state are able to negotiate and are given time to find each other on the appropriate and value of compensation. And so that is a mechanism that, in my view, tries to eliminate the overburdening of our courts when it comes to the disputes around compensation. It's interesting for me to point out the fact that the land reform, presidential land reform panel, did propose that there should be a compensation policy that would guide the responsible minister on how to come up with compensation. But we haven't seen that yet, and that is not in the bill.
Hmm.
And the criticism that has come through is that you cannot have such an important issue such as compensation to be left in the hands of the courts to deal with, because that is arguably the terrain of the executive to determine.
Well, I'm sure we'll be speaking again in the future as the discussions are fleshed out. Thank you so much, Bulelwa, for your time and giving us some insights there. Bulelwa Mabasa, she's the head of Land Reform, Restitution and Tenure at Worksmen's Attorneys.